Audio reading of the error contacts from late in 1985. Contacts 204-217. 204th contact, Sunday, December 22, 1985, 4:08 a.m. Quetzal, 1. Unfortunately, it took longer until my present visit because I was otherwise occupied and was also absent. 2. Moreover, I also strove to investigate some events of the future with respect to terrorism, assassination attempts, and other acts of violence that will happen in the next 3 decades. 3. But since it was determined that no more official statements are supposed to be made about this, I may only mention this for you alone. Billy, I just asked you for the most important events. Quetzal, 4. That is correct, therefore, I also only strove for such. 5. Yet officially, in accordance with Tua's explanation, I may say the following. 6. Everything on the earth will change in the coming time, through neo-Nazism and through religious fundamentalism and fanatical extremism, just as much as through many assassination attempts and acts of terrorism, which will assume forms that will surpass everything previously known in this regard to a very great extent. 7. The world and the thoughts and actions of people will change radically and completely, and not only will the fanatical hatred and the just as fanatical vindictiveness of the individual terrorists, assassins, and users of violence, as well as the small and large terrorist organizations play an extremely disgraceful and degrading role, but also the hatred, vindictiveness, lust for power, and world domination plans of the governments of various countries, with their militaries and secret services. 8. By the end of the second millennium, everything will take place relatively mildly in this regard, but after this, the time then begins, which will be full of tears and terror, especially in the world of the Christian, Jewish, and Islamic faiths. Billy, then we are really approaching very rosy times. But you can tell me about that later, when we've finished the official part of our conversation. So for now, I would like to address 2 things that concern myself. As you know, I had fallen ill to malaria on my travels to Africa and the Orient, as well as to the Middle East, and suffered some weak relapses over the years, after Askit had cured me of the illness. Such weak relapses still appear every now and then. But even though they are no longer bad, they are still very uncomfortable and even annoying. As a doctor, do you know what I can do about it? Quetzal, 9. You're not even willing to let us help you. 10. But in this case, I think that you should accept our assistance, at least then you'd be rid of these vile troubles for all time. Billy, in this respect, it would be fine with me if you could do something. How should the whole thing proceed? Quetzal, 11. You'd have to come with me into my aircraft, then, I can free you from your suffering, after which you will have no more troubles in this respect for the rest of your life. Billy, in contrast to a new or mechanical arm, I'll gladly take your offer. We can go into your ship afterward, however, when we've finished our open discussion. Then I would now like to raise the second question. Since my collapse, I've gained quite a lot of body weight, namely 20 kilos during the first 2 months after my collapse. Since then, I have the greatest difficulties in decreasing or even presently holding to my weight of 90 kilos. I continuously starve my weight down, but as soon as I eat even just a normal serving, my weight shoots up immediately. How might this work? Quetzal, 12. You have to take many medicines, without which you can no longer live. 13. These are what boost up your body weight. Billy, you already said that once, which is why I also told this to my doctor. But he said that this was nonsense because medicines would have no such effect. Quetzal, 14. That is a nonsensical statement that attests to the fact that earthly medicine is still very backward in its insights and in its knowledge. 15. The fact is and remains that medicines of various kinds contribute toward increasing the body weight. 16. Nevertheless, it might still take a long time before the earthly medical profession investigates this fact, recognizes it, and then accepts it. Billy, so it isn't a possible gorging that forces some people into obesity but just medicines. Quetzal, 17. That cannot be generalized because many people fall into obesity because they know no boundaries with food, therefore, they take in too much fatty food, which irresistibly increases their body weight. 18. The resulting obesity in this form has nothing to do with it, which is purely genetically conditioned. Billy, then there is also a genetically conditioned obesity? As far as I know, our medical science knows nothing about that. Quetzal, 19. That is correct, because this fact will first be recognized toward the end of this millennium, as well as other matters that are determined by the genes. 20. Thus, for example, anxiety, sexual addiction, addiction to adrenaline rushes, addiction to extreme sports of every kind, addiction to the enthusiasm and fanaticism relating to the sporty or other achievements of other people, etc. Billy, however, that won't please many people. Can't they defend themselves, then, against the effects of these certain genetic things? Quetzal, 21. That is absolutely in the realm of possibility if the person consciously and willingly concentrates on neutralizing, altering, or dissolving the genetic effects, which can usually be done in a mild way by the fact that distance is taken and achieved from those things that are the reason for the enthusiasm or fanaticism. 22. The best way to do this is through a healthy self-initiative, through which things are personally done, actions are accomplished, or businesses are conducted, and so on, which require one's own logical thinking as well as one's own motivations and strengths, by what means successes are produced. 23. Thus, the effects of the genes are cancelled by this and can be changed for the better. Billy, but on the other hand, earthly genetic researchers, etc. say that this isn't possible. Quetzal, 24. That represents an erroneous assertion. 25. At a later date, this statement of truth will have to have its rightful place, which won't be too far away because the initial findings of relevant kinds will already disprove the old conventional and erroneous conclusions in a few years. Billy, how is it, then, with carelessness and contempt for life, as this appears, for example, with extreme athletes? Quetzal, 26. That is also genetically conditioned. Billy, apparently, the brain acids are impaired by these genetic influences, and this then destructively spreads to the thoughts. Is that possible? Quetzal, 27. That is not only possible but actually the case. 28. Yet now, my friend, it's time again that we end our conversation. 29. You look very worn out again. 30. Then until the next visit, which will only be on the 3rd of February of next year. Billy, as you wish. Then until we meet again, and give everyone my best regards. Quetzal, 31. But now, you should still come into my aircraft, so that I can free you from your suffering. Billy, oh yes, of course. Then let's go. But wait, I still have a question. My malaria dates back a long time ago, but I still have to struggle again and again with sporadic attacks. Is that normal? Quetzal, 32. Not really, for such a phenomenon only appears in the absence of complete healing, and this happened because a new infection was given when the rest of the healing process expired. Billy, so that means that I was newly infected toward the end of the healing process, when Ascot cured me. But how was that possible since at that time, I no longer resided in Africa but in India? Quetzal, 33. That isn't surprising because the Anopheles maculipennis has already spread for a long time even in the Far and Near East as well as in Western Asia and so on. 34. Also in Europe, the insect has acclimated itself, therefore, soon also in the northern regions of the planet, it will begin its spreading of malaria. 35. This should last until about the turn of the millennium, before the first cases will occur. Billy, however, the malarial mosquito, that is the Anopheles maculipennis, is accustomed to a warm or even hot climate. How is it, then, that this beast suddenly also appears in cold Europe? Quetzal, 36. Due to the stupidity and negligence of the people, who import, from anywhere in the world, food and other commodities, in which insects as well as scorpions, spiders, and snakes and other creatures are often contained, and these then become reintroduced via the imported goods and then slowly acclimate, mutate, and spread themselves. Billy, the malarial mosquito is also called the fever mosquito and mainly appears from April to October in a malaria-spreading form. It is about 6 to 8 millimeters long and is a so-called labial palp. Its wings are scaly and its proboscis is, as far as I know, a little shorter than its entire body. The wings have small, dark spots. Quetzal, 37. That is correct. 38. This insect is a mosquito that appears in forests and in open areas rather frequently, but it is rarer than other mosquitoes, such as the Aedes spp. And the Culex pipiens kinds. 39. The Anopheles maculipennis is easily distinguished from other mosquitoes in its posture alone. 40. It holds its body perfectly straight but at an angle to the surface. 41. The other mosquito species, however, bend their heads and proboscises at an angle from their bodies and, at the same time, somewhat parallel to the surface. 42. Especially in warm or simply warmer countries, the genus Anopheles has a great importance as a carrier of malaria, as you know from personal experience. 43. The malaria pathogens are tiny spore creatures that stay in the salivary gland of the Anopheles maculipennis. 44. For infection, specific developmental stages of the pathogens are necessary. 45. These are transferred from the mosquito's proboscis and from its saliva into the bloodstream of humans, after which they then initially settle in the liver. 46. Then, they attack the red blood cells and split every 1 to 3 days into new individuals who, in turn, attack new blood cells. 47. Each time, a dangerous fever appears, which is well known to you. 48. Also in Europe, malaria was formerly common, but then it largely disappeared. 49. With the new invasions of the Anopheles maculipennis, however, it will happen that the illness becomes apparent once again, even if not to a great extent, at least not in the near future. 50. What exactly arises from this? The time will prove. Billy, and how is it with the larva? Quetzal, 51. It has no breathing tube. 52. Floating immediately beneath the surface of the skin, it whirls with its mouth parts that exist as suspended particles to itself. Billy, aha, and to my knowledge, there are about 3 different forms or types of malaria, right? Quetzal, 53. That is correct. 54. One is called malaria quartana, then malaria tertiana and malaria tropica. Billy, aha, and by which of these 3 types was I attacked? Quetzal, 55. Fortunately, by malaria quartana. 56. A form that has become rare, but through which you still have troubles to this very day. 57. Since you were newly infected, before the healing process that Asket bestowed upon you was completed, the illness was able to survive. 58. But now, I will free you from this definitively. 59. So come now. Billy, I will. If you permit, then maybe later, I will still separately add an explanation of a competent form to your remarks, if I find one in a clever book. Quetzal, 60. That will be your concern. 61. But now, come. Translator's note. The following is the explanation of a competent form that may be found in a clever book. Malaria, Italian, malaria, meaning bad air, feminine, collective name for the infective disease caused by the protozoans of the genus Plasmodium, which are transferred via a mosquito, Anopheles. Malaria tropica, caused by Plasmodium falciparum, Malaria tertiana, caused by Plasmodium vivax, Plasmodium ovale, and Malaria quartana, caused by Plasmodium malariae are to be distinguished. Development cycle and transmission. See Plasmodia distribution. Despite the intensive control measures, today, malaria is spread worldwide in the tropics and also partly in the subtropical regions below 2,000 meters of elevation. Each year, about 100 million people fall ill to malaria and more than 1 million people die from it. Due to the increasing resistance of the Plasmodium against chemotherapeutic agents and the Anopheles mosquitoes against insecticides and or through insufficient general control measures, the situation gets worse in many endemic areas. In Europe, there is an increasing number of imported malaria, see airport malaria. There is an endemic occurrence in Europe in the Danube Delta and in parts of Turkey. Clinical, a manifestation through the cyclic decomposition of erythrocytes, red blood cells, infected with Plasmodium. The fever that appears on this occasion repeats itself with malaria tertiana every third day, with malaria quartana every fourth day, and with malaria tropical irregularly. A double infection with a Plasmodium at different times or with different Plasmodia at the same time is uncharacteristic. Fever rhythms, see quotidian. The pathogenesis may be released through metabolic products, hemolytic anemia and hypoxia, as well as through autoimmune reactions of the host and capillary stasis, determined by the clumping of the infected erythrocytes. Diagnosis, microscopic evidence of Plasmodium, blood smear, thick drops, especially at the beginning of the fever. Serodiagnosis, indirect immunofluorescence test, IFT, and complement fixation test, CFT, only for the affirmation of the anamnestic response to malaria. Malarial mosquito, Anopheles malarial Plasmodia feminine plural, see Plasmodia malaria prophylaxis, prophylaxis, feminine, English, malaria prophylaxis, the measure for the prevention of a malarial infection, which depends on the development of the resistance of the Plasmodia in the various regions and under consideration of the contraindications against a regular intake of chloroquine, Proguanil, and, short-termed, mefloquine, starting from 1 week before travel to 4 weeks after the last possible exposure, incubation period, and depending on the necessary current chemoprophylaxis. Additional measures for the avoidance of mosquito bites, exposure prophylaxis, are mosquito nets, suitable clothing, insect-repelling substances, insect repellents. The large-scale battle against mosquitoes with insecticides is impeded by the resistance of the mosquitoes. Malaria quartana feminine, English, quartan malaria cause, Plasmodium malariae, are now rare form of malaria. Incubation period of 20 to 35 days. Symptoms, gradual beginning, prodrome, febrile seizures every fourth day, every 72 hours, and hepatosplenomegaly. Recrudescence after years is still possible, up to around 20 years after the infection and even later in exceptional cases. Treatment, chloroquine. End result, nephropathy, immune complex deposit in the kidney. Prognosis, relatively favorable, as long as there is no renal involvement, unfavorable in the case of nephropathy. Malaria tertiana feminine, English, tertian malaria cause, Plasmodium vivax, Plasmodium ovale, incubation period of 8 to 20 days. Symptoms, first 3 to 7 days, uncharacteristic initial fever, exhibiting attacks of fever every 48 hours, every third day, with 40 to 41 degrees Celsius fever and chills, critical fever after several hours, anemia and splenomegaly after a prolonged period. Recurrence, 8 months to 2 years, is relatively common. Treatment, chloroquine, the elimination of exoerythrocytic parasite stages, hypnozoites, schistosomes, in the liver by primaquine. Prognosis, without renewed infection, complete healing usually takes place after 2 years, not life-threatening. Malaria tropica feminine, English, falciparum malaria cause, Plasmodium falciparum, Most severe form of malaria with acute mortal danger, incubation period of around 8 to 12, 5 to 17 days. Clinical, a very often uncharacteristic beginning, sudden high fever, chills, gastrointestinal discomfort, vomiting, dizziness, anemia, and jaundice, erythrocyte decay, appear, just like early swelling of the liver and spleen, often leads in a few days to death. While getting over the illness, after approximately 9 months, there is no more relapse. Diagnosis: hyperparasitemia, greater than 250,000 parasites, ml of blood, hemoglobin, less than 4.5 millimoles/L, thrombocytopenia, bilirubin, greater than 50 micromoles/L, hyperglycemia, less than 2.2 millimoles/L, creatinine, greater than 265 micromoles/L, lactic acidosis. Treatment: use quinine, chloroquine, sulfadoxine pyrimetamine, sulfaline pyrimetamine, mefloquine, and halofantrine against schistosomes. Use primaquine to eradicate gametocytes, possibly together with a heavy process of exchange transfusion, erythrocyte cytophoresis. End result: gastrointestinal malaria can resemble intestinal infections, cerebral malaria with hemorrhaging and necrosis in the brain. Capillary stasis leads to different neurological disorders, depending on the locomotion and magnitude, for example, paralysis, epilepsy, meaning encephalitic pictures, coma, and death, cardiac collapse and myocardial damage with malaria. End results: renal immune complex glomerular nephritis, consumptive coagulopathy, thrombocytopenia, blackwater fever, intravascular hemolysis with the following hemoglobinuria, often with a fatal outcome, anuria, coma, acidosis. Schierenbel. Clinical Dictionary, 205th Contact, Monday, February 3, 1986, 2:18 p.m. Billy, as usual, I have questions. One refers to the disease, atopic dermatitis, which attacks many people and about which there was a show on television again. Not only are adults affected by this disease, but especially children, for whom the constant itching is especially bad. Are you aware of this disease? And if so, is there an effective medicine against this disease? If so, may you provide some information about it? Quetzal, 1. Yes, this disease is known to me. 2. But in our civilizations, this has no longer appeared for thousands of years, as well as other diseases and sufferings. 3. What is medically possible to be done on the earth against this disease, which is very bad and also extremely painful for humans? I want to explain as an exception and on my own responsibility. 4. Above all, silver ion products, such as silver ion powder, silver ion jelly, or silver ion cream, are useful. 5. For this, an application is required on the skin. Billy, thank you very much for your explanation. Perhaps medical science will take this up and through this, create effective medicines that really help. Then another question: you once said something in confidence with regard to above ground atomic bomb tests, as well as with regard to other atomic tests, namely in connection with people who have been abused in this regard and who will continue to be abused. May we now talk about this openly, because the middle of the 80s has since passed, about which you said that until then, this may not be spoken of publicly? Quetzal, 6. No more obstacles stand in the way of a public explanation. Billy, may I repeat it, then? Quetzal, 7. Of course. Billy, good. You explained that since the criminal launching of the atomic tests, people have been abused, without their knowledge, for nuclear tests. This was done in America as well as in the Soviet Union. Entire villages and smaller towns were contaminated with atomic particles and, of course, also the people who lived there. Moreover, certain desert areas and land areas were contaminated, by what means animals as well as people were infected by atomic radiation, by which countless ones died and descendants were born with mutations. However, Not only were living humans and animals abused for the radiation effects of the atomic attempts, but also the deceased, both adults and children alike. Partly, the entire bodies of the deceased were abused for such purposes, as well as body parts, organs, bones, and the blood. And all this without the surviving relatives knowing anything about this or giving any consent to it. That was your explanation, right? Quetzal, 8. That is correct. 9. But these actions have not yet found an end because this continues to operate secretly, namely in America and in the Soviet Union, as well as in England and Sweden, etc. 10. At the same time, this isn't just about the testing of atomic radiation, which is released by above-ground atomic bomb tests and which is abused in the form of human experiments, as was mentioned by you, but rather atomic particles and radiations, in a similar reprehensible form, were and are abused in medical testing on people, both on the living as well as on the deceased. Billy, so everything not only relates to military and secret service machinations but also to medical and economic research. Thus, the whole thing becomes even worse. What will further come? Will everything continue in the same style, or are there actually positive, progressive facts to be mentioned? Quetzal, 11. Unfortunately, the entire evil will continue because the lust for power of many people is limitless, especially when they become governing and ruling. 12. Even worse things will still appear because many people won't become more rational in their thoughts and feelings as well as in their ideas, plans, and desires and in their actions, but rather they will degenerate and will cause much harm, also with respect to genetic engineering, which will be abused by the insane and irresponsible ones. But this does not mean that the research relating to this won't also bring many benefits for nature and people as well as for wildlife. 13. This cannot be excluded but is a natural consequence of the development. 14. Just like with anything else, there will be dark, crazy, and irresponsible elements involved in this, who will abuse everything for evil, greedy, avaricious, and sectarian purposes, but we've spoken well enough about this at other times. 15. In addition to the actual genetic engineering, as it is known to be operated, there will still arise other, very progressive, and positive things, such as stem cell technology, which will achieve great progress around the mid-90s and will lead to much success after the turn of the millennium. By what means in the course of time, many sorrows of the Earth people can be removed. Billy, but of course, it will be like what will also be the case with genetic engineering, that many unreasonable ones, cowards, and negative ballers will emerge, who will scream bloody murder and who won't want to understand anything of the whole ordeal and who will want to hinder progress by force, as this will then also occur with genetic engineering when their things and progress reach the public. Quetzal, 16. As you once said to me, 17. The stupid and unreasonable ones never die out. Billy, right, so I said. Then now, I have a question that doesn't concern itself with such things but that is related to Buddha. Siddhartha Gautama, Buddha, is always represented as very obese, but to my knowledge, he wasn't so corpulent at all. Do you have some knowledge concerning this? Quetzal, 18. Siddhartha Gautama was a man of normal stature, with a height of 170 centimeters and a weight of 67 kilograms. 19. All statues or visual representations concerning his figure and entire body are based on distortions, as this is also the case with regard to various interests of his teachings, which were not only misunderstood by his students, etc. but which consequently became misinterpreted and widespread. 20. This also applies to legends woven around him, which were invented by his followers to make more of him than he really was, namely a simple yet educated person, but who was not very informed of and not well educated in the real spiritual interests and in the spiritual creative laws and their relationships and their workings and who even misunderstood many of the facts of the teachings and also wrongly taught these as a result. 21. But that, my friend, must again be enough for today, for your health appearance isn't the best. 22. You need rest. 23.